everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to the captain of the Barry Colts. They're right in the thick of things in the OHL's Eastern Conference while going through some adversity this season. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Arizona Coyotes prospect Jan Janik of the Hamilton Bulldogs. He picked up 10 points on the back of 5 goals and 5 assists in 3 games last week. Janik was a first-round pick of the Flint Firebirds in the 2018 CHL Import Draft and was also a third-round pick of the Arizona Coyotes in the 2018 National Hockey League Draft. Janik and the Hamilton Bulldogs come into this weekend's play 6th in the Eastern Conference with 21 points, 4 points back of the Barry Colts. The Colts, after 20 games, had a record of 12-7-1 on the season. Overage captain Jason Wilms joins me now to give us an update on the Colts. Well, Jason, let's talk about this Barry Colts team right in the thick of things in the Eastern Conference as we get late into November here, but give people an update. What's been going well for the Barry Colts so far this year?
Yeah, I think overall, I think we're quite satisfied with the way the year has started for us. It's been a little bit of up and downs. We've had some good games against, just this past weekend. We had a great game against Peterborough at home. There we won 2-0, and Greaves there played a phenomenal game for us, and then we kind of let our foot off the pedal there. We played North Bay, who was a little lower in the standings, but got to give them credit. They came out and played a good home game, and they were able to steal a couple points from us. So I think for us it's been a little bit of an up-and-down kind of start of the year, but overall we're still quite satisfied. I think it's second in our division sitting right now, and with Sudbury in front of us, so we're hoping to catch them down this next couple of months or so, and kind of see where it takes us from there.
Does it feel like already in quite a battle for positioning? I know we've still got lots of hockey to be played, like 45 games or something like that in some cases, but still, 4 points behind Oshawa, as you and I talk, but you guys have some games in hand on Sudbury and situations like that. I know you don't want to do too much scoreboard watching yet by any means, but does it feel like there's already a little bit of a jockeying for positioning going on in the East?
Yeah, for sure. I think, obviously, it's still like middle of November right now. It's definitely not late in the season where it's quite time to scoreboard watch. But for sure, just by taking a look at the standings, kind of like I was touching on earlier, it is a little kind of the top five there. It seems like it's pretty tight, and then it kind of breaks off a bit. But I think for us, we're just trying to take it really one game at a time here. It's kind of something that our new coach has stressed too, just focusing on the next task at hand and keeping with it, whether it's a practice or a game. We've done an excellent job this year, I think, in practices with coming together as a team and everyone putting their kind of their best foot forward every time we touch that ice. And I think for the most part, we've been seeing some progress. And last year, we kind of made some deals to get kind of a little younger and a little bit better for this year and the years to come. And I think the guys have all taken the right steps, and that started in practice this year. And we're kind of seeing some of the results here the last little bit of late.
And obviously, I'm sure this team has really sort of come together. The fact of obviously dealing Dale Hawerchuk away from with dealing with some health issues, and Warren Reichel jumping in there. You've had injuries with some of the players as well. I'm sure it's really brought the guys even closer together.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, with Dale the health problems he's fighting, it's obviously added a little bit of extra motivation, and for sure we want to do it this year for Dale, and we're all here for Dale, especially guys like me who've got to know him a little personally, and since he's been there since sort of really my junior hockey career. So, but as far as Reichel, he's coming and done an excellent job. He's kind of brought his own philosophies and his own systems, and with the mix in with what Dale's systems and our assistant coach as well, Todd Miller, who's been there my whole time too, they've done an excellent job of really getting the best out of each other. I mean, Reichel can sure give us some hard practices and a lot of hard bag skates, but I think in the end we're starting to see kind of how it's really been turning out, and the intensity that we have in practice is really transferring over into games, and especially down these next couple months, it's going to be crucial for a team like us who wants to kind of maybe potentially add guys and make a run for it this year. So for sure, this next month is big, and we're looking forward to it.
You're in your fourth year now with the Barry Colts, team captain. How have you grown over the last few years, and obviously, you know, having exposure, learning from a Dale Hawerchuk, learning from a Warren Reichel, guys that have been in the NHL, been through the junior loop for many years and very successful. But how have you grown on and off the ice in these 4 years?
Yeah, it's crazy to think, like you said, it's been 4 years already. It's my final year junior, but I just think back to all the great leaders that I've had on my team. I think of my first year, Coyle James, who's the captain, who was one of the most tremendous work ethics I've ever seen, and then even Justin Murray, the past captain, just kind of learning little things from each guys and how they go about their days and how really it is, it's your profession. It's a 24/7 type thing if you want to become a professional hockey player and if you want to play pro after this. So I think for me, the biggest thing I learned kind of through my years is it doesn't stop when you go away from the rink. It's all about the nutrition you're putting in your body. I mean, taking care of your body, doing the bike ride out at the end of the game or the practice, and that's kind of the biggest thing I learned. It's all year round and all time round that you got to be taking care of your body, and I'm hoping to use that experience and kind of help it to the young guys, and hopefully, it all can come together this year.
As you mentioned, it is your last year in the league being an overager. I know there's a whole lot of things to take care of with the Barry Colts right now in the regular season and the playoffs, but comforting to know, of course, the OHL education program is there for you and other programs are available when you get to the point of looking beyond this year.
Exactly. I think the OHL does. I think it's kind of their best kept secret how phenomenal their educational package that they supply to each player that goes throughout the league. So it's definitely comforting to know that I have the 4 years of school and education that I can turn to if I decide to go that route when I'm all done here. But yeah, for sure, I think it's amazing what the OHL can do. I think it's crazy how it doesn't get enough recognition. I mean, to know that I have that to fall back on is definitely something that I will think twice about doing when I'm all said and done.
That was Barry Colts captain Jason Wilms. Let's take a look at this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. The top-ranked OHL club is the Windsor Spitfires, coming in at number 6 nationally. The Oshawa Generals are at 7, the Ottawa 67s 9, the Peterborough Petes 10, and making their debut on the list with an honorable mention, the defending OHL champion Guelph Storm. That's going to do it for our show this week. You have been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.